Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Great to be with you. Joe, a lot of things going on this weekend. I want to talk about two of our stories that we have, which are both kind of stadium related.
Yes.
If you stretch it out. The first is the story we have over at WBEN.com, where we spoke with Peter Marlette, who is trying to bring a pro soccer team, a USL championship team, to Buffalo by 2026. And to do so, they need a stadium. And to have a stadium ready for 2026, well, they got to kind of get moving here. The sites are, I guess there's a short list, you would say, of sites available. He says so much. They'd like to be downtown Buffalo, but it's just all in the city of Buffalo. They might be there. One of the sites that you heard here first on WBEN a couple of weeks ago, and he confirmed to us yesterday, was or is the Buffalo News parking lot, or I should say the former Buffalo News parking lot,
yes,
right in the middle of downtown. So one of the things I want to ask people out there today, 803-0930, is you have the ability to put a 10,000-seat soccer stadium slash concert venue somewhere in Western New York. Where would you put it? 803-0930 here on WBEN, because I don't think that there's a better answer than that parking lot downtown that used to be the Buffalo News parking lot.
Yeah, I actually think it would be great for the soccer team. I do think people want to be downtown. Like, they want to do stuff downtown. It's in a great location. And you mentioned also, you know, could host a concert. Might put the Outer Harbor out of business.
So, yeah. although they've had success this year.
Yes. I'm just...
They've had success this year. It's tough to get me to go out there with the traffic and everything else, but they've had success this year. The thing with this is, you know, the soccer, it would be a soccer stadium, obviously, for a team first and foremost. And I'd be very excited about that. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it. I would go to the games. I'd be excited. But to me, equally as important is that idea of it being a concert venue too.
Yeah.
Like that would be the thing. To have that size venue downtown Buffalo somewhere where we could have that size show and bring that size show to Buffalo, I think that would be super attractive. The Buffalo News site, I think, is perfect for it. It's a parking lot right now.
Yes.
If we're just talking about the parking lot, which the parcel's plenty big enough. If you don't picture what we're talking about, think downtown right next to the HSBC atrium, basically in between the hockey arena and the ballpark in that area there, and right next to the Buffalo News building, as the parking lots of the Buffalo News building would be. Not being done, not really anything right now. It would be downtown. You're right next to the Metro Rail line. You are in an area, and I think this is very important, you're in an area that people already know how to get to.
Yes.
And if you're going somewhere in the city of Buffalo, you need to attract people from all over Western New York. It helps if you build it in an area that people are already comfortable going to, which is this area right by the arena. People have already gone to events at the arena. They've already gone to the ballpark. They've already gone to this part of downtown Buffalo. They know how to get there. They know their places where they usually park. They know how to take the rail there. It's all there. There's no instruction necessary on where to go. I think just intuitively you'll end up with more people at the games, at the events, if it's put right there.
Yeah, if you can get to the most popular parts of downtown, you'll be able to get to this stadium. I think it's a great idea. I'd like to see them. Now, how do you break ground on something that's already paved? Same thing. I mean, it can't be shovels.
Yeah. Well, you don't just lay it over the parking lot.
Right. So it can't be shovels in the ground. There's got to be something a little more.
A couple bulldozers set things up in a day. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, you got to, it's just ready to be cleared. What do you think? 803-0930. What is the perfect spot in Western New York for it? We go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Hey, Bryce. So I got, I think the location of the Buffalo News parking lot would be great. This is a side note. I don't think the soccer team would go good at this specific location, but it's another great location for you know, concert venue on the water, or but the Tonawanda Island is primed and ready to go for a whole big development right on the whole Niagara River. That's something that you can't really get in the city of Buffalo.
Is it, so, Frank? I mean, they got a nice new bridge there, but it's only, you know, one lane in each direction.
Where's that?
To go to Tonawanda Island.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's an area that's booming right now, and I think that, you know, the city's great, but I just don't think people love it the same way. And I could be wrong there, but I think that North Tonawanda specifically is due for some major upgrades, and I think that Tonawanda Island, I think that we'll get some money from, you know, we'll try to work for state money, but we'll get another bridge onto the island. We'll get the vehicular access up, and it's just a prime ready to go.
Well, hey, Frank, I appreciate the call and the idea, even though I disagree with it. There's a lot of great stuff happening in that area, North Tonawanda. I would love the idea of being able to walk see a soccer stadium. At the same time, I don't like the idea of bringing all that traffic going over that one tiny little bridge. 10,000 people. You hope 10,000 people show up to the games, and that's a lot of traffic to bring to that little area.
Niagara County already has enough going on.
What are you trying to say? Gene Simmons and...
Yeah, you got half a kiss. I love the idea of it downtown. And like I said, I think it would be perfect for this. When a team comes to town, it's going to have to attract fans. And I think this is a great start. Again, a place that people will want to go to. And, you know, you have to have a place that people want to go to after the new wears off.
Yeah. And I think something that a lot of these team owners have learned is that it has to be in the city.
Yes.
It can't really
unless
work
the Bills.
That much. Yeah. I mean, unless you're the NFL.
Yeah.
Can't really work that much in the suburbs. You're not going to grab as many people. And if you're in the city, to me, I think you look downtown. We'll go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me. The Buffalo News former facility with its parking lot certainly is a prime location, and I think that it would be tragic to put a sports stadium there at a 10,000-seat venue. And my belief is simply this. Mr. Rich, with Jimmy Griffin, did the baseball stadium now called Salem Field. It's older. Mr. Rich has expressed interest in either renovating that stadium or getting a new stadium for that venue. And that venue hosts concerts, Wing Fest, other things. To put a soccer facility anywhere near there and make it compete with that facility, I don't believe there's an economic gain. Simply a difference by a few blocks of where money is spent. But what would be the cost? This person who wants to build a soccer stadium for a team, Buffalo's had one already and it failed. Buffalo was also denied a Major League Baseball team because the Major League Baseball unit didn't believe that it could support that type of venue. And we've got so much invested in the Buffalo Bills, and there was so much that I felt was very bad for the New York taxpayers, the Erie County taxpayers, in the stadium deal for the Buffalo Bills. I don't want to get involved in that again.
Well, I appreciate the call, Dan, and we'll hit on a few of your points. One being, now, of course, none of this has happened yet, but the plan is for this to be completely privately funded.
Right.
So there's, you know, to that point of the taxpayer, there's nothing to really complain about right there. If somebody wants to build something with using their own money in Buffalo, I'm here for it. Instead of, you know, what we always do, like we put a little sign on, like it's the front few pews at, you know, a special Sunday mass, this space reserved for blank.
For what? And then it never happens.
If somebody wants to do it, you've got the plan, you've got the vision, you've got the money. Wherever, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
And, you know, the USL Championship, now where is that? That's pretty up there, right, for
it's
soccer?
It's the second level. So it's not the MLS, and Buffalo is not getting the MLS. So let's just put it right there. Like, they're going to bigger cities or cities that are still bigger than Buffalo but have proven that they're bringing 10,000-plus people right. every single week for soccer games in a soccer-specific stadium. Now, you mentioned Salem Field. There's a couple things with Salem Field. One, that's a much bigger venue.
Yes.
That's, you know, upwards of 20,000 people.
And to Dan's point, that was built to add on for Major League Baseball that never happened. Yes. This would have in mind this team.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, I mean, you're talking about events at Salem Field, and there are a couple, but it's the Bisons.
Yeah.
And a concert, or maybe two, every year. But this, when you're talking about a venue that would be half the size, is, I think, much more.
Yes.
Right? That, to me, is you all of a sudden open your door to a lot of concerts and a lot of things. Like, there's not a lot of concerts that are looking for 20,000 people.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of artists who are going to sell that out. 10,000? That's a whole nother level that we don't really get here in Buffalo right now.
Right. And that would be the attractiveness, again, of downtown and artists being able to go into the city. I think there's a lot of, more than just the soccer. And again, I'm excited for the USL Championship to come here. But, and that's the name of the league, by the way.
Yes.
It's not a game. But I think you've hit on everything other but than soccer that could happen at the stadium. I think that makes it even more attractive for that location.
Yeah, that to me is the reason
yes.
you bring it downtown. Somebody else is speaking about the ballpark on the text board, 803-0930. Why can't they play at Salem Field? Because they can't. The league would not give Buffalo a team if their plan is to play at the baseball stadium.
Right.
They want stadiums, soccer-specific stadiums, built with the game in mind and built the right size so that when you watch it, you go to it, it's filled with fans.
Yeah,
you don't want a half-empty Salem Field, you know, with one side there's no fans on, you're just looking at the highway, and then the other side where there are, half the seats aren't filled. That's not going to work.
Right. Like right now, New York City FC and the MLS plays at Yankee Stadium, but they're building a new stadium. Like
they're building
a very temporary
stadium.
Plan.
Yeah, and the temporary home is Yankee Stadium.
Doesn't have the same feel as Salem Field.
It doesn't have the same gravitas here. We'll go to Tim in West Seneca. Tim, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Real quick, that last caller had a good point, and you did. Private money. Private money. If they're paying, let them build it. But my idea is ECC South. The county's given up on it. Plenty of land, plenty of parking. Could supplement, you know, events at the stadium or vice versa. That's my idea.
Hey, Tim, I like it, and I like that you must be a WBEN listener because we were talking about the ECC South Campus this morning on WBEN.
Yeah, I get the locations there, and I don't hate it. But again, I think the attractiveness of this would be where people would want to go. And no offense to the South Towns, as someone who used to live in the South Towns, I just think to attract people, the whole point of this will be to attract people to fill the stadium for the team that the owner is bringing to Buffalo. And I just don't think any other place than downtown gets that done.
That's the, you are, you know, again, I understand why you'd say that's the idea. The Bills can attract people to Orchard Park because they're the Buffalo Bills of the NFL.
Yes.
And look, I'm wearing a soccer shirt right now. As much as I love soccer, and I feel like I'm one of the only realistic people who absolutely love soccer, I understand its limited appeal, whether that's in Western New York or just around the country. And you could say, oh, it's never been more popular. It's a growing game. Look at all these people. And I totally agree with you. And it will fill stadiums. And the MLS is, I mean, frankly, they're bigger than the NHL in a lot of respects right now in this country. Here in Buffalo, though, you are not going to get people to go to Orchard Park to go to a soccer game.
Right.
Like, it's not going to happen
on a consistent
basis. And it
wouldn't have the appeal to the other events outside of soccer.
No. Yeah, you're not going to get concerts to go out to Orchard Park to play the downtown appeal. And then when you're talking about the city of Buffalo, I honestly think and I believe, because I've seen this happen in Rochester. In Rochester, they had the Rhinos.
Yes.
A very successful minor league soccer team for a long time. They're the only team, minor league team, to win the U.S. Open Championship.
That's right, yeah. I thought they were still around.
No, they are not. Do you know why?
No.
They built a brand new soccer-specific stadium for the Rhinos. Not too different from what it kind of sounds like they might want to do for this prospective team in Buffalo. They built it in the city of Rochester, but they built it in the wrong spot. They did not put it right in the middle of downtown. They did not put it. They put it on outskirts of town, an area where not a lot of people wanted to go. And what happened? People didn't want to go to the area. Didn't matter if they liked going to soccer games before. They did not go to the stadium. Eventually, the team, went through a whole bunch of ownership changes. It folded.
Yep.
Premier League player got behind bringing back the team. It didn't work out. And now they don't have one.
They have an empty soccer-specific stadium.
They've got an empty stadium that might still be used for the football championships in Rochester, the high school, Section 5 out there. But it's not used for pro soccer anymore. And I would hate the same thing to happen here in Buffalo. Because while I say you got to be in the city, what I really think is, and this is just one person's opinion, I think you got to be downtown in that area.
Yep.
Because if you try to go to some of these other areas, people might show up for the first game. People might show up once or twice a year. But it's going to be tough to get people and fill that over and over again if you're not in a location that people are comfortable with, that's easy to get to, easy to park around. I mean, for as much as we talk about parking, and we're talking about covering parking spots, there's a million places to park in that area, downtown Buffalo. And people know it. It's right by the train. It's easy to get to. It just seems like a no-brainer to me.
I mean, there's literally an exit that would go almost dump you right into the stadium on the 190. Like, that's, again, just the convenience of the stadium would be an exit on the 190. I think it's a no-brainer. The spot's open. And, Brian, you made another good point. How many times do we look at something and go, well, not for this? Mm-hmm. And it's still empty. Someone mentions one of my favorite things to talk about, the old Seneca Mall spot in West Seneca. That was supposed to be turned into a shopping plaza like you see down the street on the boulevard. That was in 94. It's 2024. Do you know what's there? A Tops. They tore down the Kmart. That's all that's come of that Seneca Mall project. So if they want to spend the money, if they want to build this, I think it would have such a great positive economic impact on the city of Buffalo and Western New York. Again, I think it's a no-brainer, and I think it's a perfect spot that is just sitting there ready to be developed.
Somebody says you're taking away an entire parking lot, bringing 10,000 more people down there. I think most of those parking spaces that are down there, you haven't been able to park in.
Right.
Because they've been for Buffalo News employees or the trucks or anything else. So you're not really taking away that many spaces. And you do bring 20,000 people plus down when there's a hockey game or another big event at the arena.
And
so
you weren't able to park there during arena events.
Parking shouldn't be that much of an issue.
Right.
Should be a great part. Somebody else on the text board, I think downtown near the water is where the soccer stadium should go. You know, they have this, and we have nothing really like this. It doesn't have the same effect in Pittsburgh. Their stadium for their team that's in this league is directly across the river from the city. So one whole sideline, there's no seats. You just have the view. You're sitting in the stands. You have the view of the river and the city in the background. Now, we don't have that view, but like I kind of get where that's coming from. That would be a cool idea if you had, let's say the river or you're on the lake. You just have boats out there, like what's the San Francisco Giants?
Yes,
and they got all the boats hanging around out there. If you had something like that, just ready to catch someone to boot a ball, out into the water.
But this is close to the water.
Yeah,
you can tailgate on the water.
Yeah, I mean something like that could be pretty cool. I think it could happen. I see the text coming in. Nobody in Buffalo cares about soccer. I know that's not true.
No.
Because I've been part of the crowds. Like, there are enough people who care. If the team does it right, I think they can succeed. But, to the person's point who texted in, nobody cares about soccer. There's not enough people who care about soccer for it to be an automatic.
Yep.
So you got to do things right for it to really take off here.
Hey, it's a good start.
I think it will. A great thing to do during summers here in Western New York. I'll be talking about this and much, much more. It's Wingfest weekend, by the way. And Joe and I will be down there talking about our favorite wings. And, of course, your continued comments, 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN talking about some stories that we've had for you this morning on the radio, which includes the stadium, another new stadium. Not the Bills stadium. No, the potential new soccer stadium, 10,000 to 12,000 seats or so. Could it be in downtown Buffalo? Could it be at that site of the former Buffalo News parking lot? It is one of the finalists, if you look at our story, over at WBEN.com. And an announcement, something would have to be done soon if a team were to be kicking off by 2026, which is what Peter Marlette Jr. wants to see happen. He's in charge of the whole operation. Told WBEN that Buffalo News site is a possibility.
I mean, it would have to be done months before the Bill Stadium.
To
start the first season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd have to be up and going. He's talking about a modular stadium, which would be obviously much easier to, you kind of bring in the pieces. So instead of a big construction project like what we've seen here. I'm excited at the idea of it all happening. We'll see where we get in the next couple of months, but the idea of a stadium at that site, really, to just be, walking around, to have another big structure, or to think in the summer, just to have another, event going on downtown Buffalo.
I think that should make it more attractive to even people who say, I will never go to a soccer game. Just the prospect of that, I think, should make it an attractive situation.
And if you'd never go to a soccer game there, you might go to a concert there.
Exactly.
You might go to one of a bunch of other events that could be held at that style of stadium, that capacity, which hopefully you'd be open for. So lots of cool things that could be happening there. You can read the story at WBEN.com. We've been asking you this morning on the stadium, if you could put it anywhere, 10,000 seater, soccer first, and then all the other events that come with it, anywhere in Western New York, where would be your location? 803-0930. We've heard a few already here on WBEN. The Tonawanda Island one, I don't know. I like it. Makes me laugh. I don't think it's at all plausible or feasible, because you think getting on and off of Grand Island's bad. Just wait till you see Tonawanda. I mean, the bridge looks very nice. I don't know how it would hold up to 10,000 cars at once. I don't like that traffic jam. I do like the idea of being able to walk to the game, but that would be very selfish of me. I might be the only one.
Yeah, at least
generally
I know you'd be there.
Islands for stadiums, I'm a no-go on. I don't want to go over bridges.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
I hope no one on Grand Island feels that way. I don't want to have to go over bridges to get anywhere.
But that's like, I'm not putting the Bills Stadium on Grand Island.
No.
I don't care how much space you got for it.
No
I'm
offense.
Not going over the bridge.
Love Grand Island.
No offense.
Yeah.
I don't think they take offense.
No.
If you live on Grand Island, you like the bridge.
Yeah, I'm from there. No offense taken.
All right. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I mean,
I hate
like
the bridges myself.
Right?
The traffic is ridiculous.
But you like people stay away, right? Is that the idea?
That's what you like about Grand Island, the fact that no one's on Grand Island.
I mean, there's like 20,000 people there. I mean, it's pretty populated,
But you're to yourself. Like, you don't have us intruding, mostly.
Yeah.
Except to see the guy get shot off the building at Fantasy Island.
Right, yeah.
It's the only reason I go to Grand Island.
Used to.
See him fall off the building. That was the big attraction. You ride the Ferris wheel after, but once I saw that, we were done. Go to the candy store.
Weren't they going to do something with Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
Like, I thought a water park moved in, but...
It's another show. The water parks did open.
This season?
I'd have to get back to you on this
season. I
didn't
see a sign.
Well...
And usually, if I'm going to have a business on the 290, on the 190, like a sign.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's not going there. End of story.
Yeah. We've changed our mind. It's going to Fantasy Island. They're building a new soccer stadium.
Call it Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
And then somebody before the game starts, the team name is the Outlaws. You have the same guy fall off the roof.
Now we're talking. Now people are coming.
Onto the big pad. Yeah, you got me. Sold.
Yep.
Next idea. Also going on, 803-0930, any ideas you have for where that should be. Also going on this weekend is Wingfest, the National Buffalo Wing Festival. It's at the football stadium. Stadium related today. Tomorrow and Sunday, Joe, you and I will be there on Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be judging some of the best in show wings. And I always, you know, bring up, I've changed my stance on chicken wings and, you know, where they are good or bad. You know, like everyone has their favorite wings. And I still have like a few places I go that are like, I love getting wings here. Like they always have good wings here. But I have really kind of changed my mood on that, that I just don't have time for the people who will lecture you about the best wings in Buffalo.
Right. Well, I have felt that way because I think there's a lot of good wings in Buffalo. I mean, it
right?
would suck if
I'm
there's
like,
not.
I think I'm coming around to where you are.
Yeah.
And I mean, where a lot of people are. But if you go online.
It's difficult to get a bad wing in Buffalo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you go online and see all like the Buffalo, you know, forums or message boards or all these things, a lot of times you'll see like the most popular posts being, hey, I'm visiting Buffalo. Where are the best places to go for wings? And then it's all these, you know, online people who I'm surprised they make it out to go to a restaurant.
Right. Because they're so quick to respond.
From the back of their computer. Well, I guess you could bring the laptop with you. But they're all, you know, fighting over where to go. You know, who's got the best? 9-11, or it's Momozer's, or, you know, it's you got to go to this place, or that place, or this is trash. You have to go over here, which is my least favorite, by the way. You see that all the time. Oh, hey, I was thinking about going here for wings. Oh, no, don't do that. No, that place stinks. If you want the real wings, you go over here. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I also hate when someone trashes, like someone actually did put the time to give this person an idea, and then someone comments with a, you know, oh no, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, they
I have different taste than you. Sorry.
False. Wrong. They're not, you know, temperature wise to my perfection, but because generally speaking, like you said, if somebody asked me, you know, where should I go for wings? You know, I'm in near from out of town. My answer would be anywhere.
Well, I'd be a little more specific. Any local place.
My answer is anywhere.
Yeah,
because anywhere you go is going to be better than anywhere you've had.
I think you have to be specific. Local place. A local establishment.
Okay. I forgot anywhere doesn't mean Pizza Hut.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
You know? Like, I mean, anywhere doesn't mean a chain
that
you have in your own hometown.
Yes. Okay.
But my answer would generally be anywhere. They're all good.
Yeah, they're great.
Now, I've got a few favorites. Like, all right, if you're looking for, you know, oh, but I like really spicy. Okay, well then, you know, over here. Or, you know, I like really, you know, big, I don't want a single small wing. And I'm like, all right, you might like this place a little bit more. Like, that fits your fancy, but
this is what I do. I always say, if someone's, I said, Duff's is my favorite, but if you get a wing in Buffalo from a Buffalo establishment, you're going to like the wing.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. If you're not from Buffalo and you're used to getting breaded wings somewhere that are just drenched in sauce, you're going to like a wing you get anywhere in Buffalo.
Even the worst wings I've had in Buffalo are better than wings I've had outside of Buffalo.
100%.
As close as Rochester.
Isn't that amazing, though?
Joe, I could not believe it. When I moved to Brockport for college, I thought, you know, it's the same stuff.
Yeah, come on.
It's the same stuff.
You weren't the first person from Western New York to go to Brockport.
I could not get a good chicken wing, good slice of pizza, or a beef omelet anywhere.
That's amazing.
Now, eventually, I found a place that had some decent chicken wings. But you had to, like, if you lived there, so where can I get good wings? You would then have to be specific. You have to go here.
Yeah.
Because it was the only place in the entire city that
that's
had
amazing
edible wings. You know, pizza. Where do you go for pizza? Honestly, nowhere. The gas station is your best bet. Like, that has probably the best pizza here, or the supermarket. Like, you're not going to hit on a lot of places. Beef on like, it just doesn't exist. Sorry. And it's like 50 minutes down the road.
I was going to say, how far away is Brockport? 50 minutes?
It's crazy.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. And I feel for everybody out there, because you come over here, and even if you get a basket and you know, one of them's like half a wing. You ever get that?
Oh yeah.
That'll annoy you. It's still better than anything you're going to eat anywhere else.
That half a wing is better than anywhere else. It, you know, it's funny. I did a show, this was, I think, last summer, Best Out-of-Town Wings. You know, we have a lot of listeners out of town. And, you know, hey, traveling here. And there are Buffalo people who have gone to, there's one in Charlotte, there's a few in Florida, and done the Buffalo recipe. But it's very hard to find.
It's the best wings out of Buffalo are always made by somebody from Buffalo.
Has to be, yes.
And if you're from Buffalo and you're out of town, you never get wings.
No. No, you get what they have. You get what they offer. Like, where are you?
The regional flavor. You try to do something with that. Or you do basic, which chicken I like tenders. To do basic. Oh, I was going to say the burger.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To me, the burger is the most basic. I will judge a restaurant based on the burger.
That's fair.
Because it's the thing, it's on every single menu. It's just the same. And honestly, I don't just get it because I want to be plain, but like sometimes you just crave it. Like it just hits the spot. Yeah. Nothing hits the spot like a cheeseburger.
The first bite of a cheeseburger?
Ugh. It's great.
Onion, lettuce.
But like mayo, some places ketchup. Are much better than others. And it's if you have something that's on everybody's menu, I can judge you by your cheeseburger. You probably make this more than 60% of the things on your menu, at least.
Unless you're a steakhouse, yeah.
It's in the top tier. And so I like to go around, you know, judge it. If I take a bite in the cheeseburger, I'm like, this isn't good. This is not a good place. If you can't make a good standard cheeseburger,
that's
not a good place.
That's fair. I do have a favorite out-of-town wing.
What's that?
Up in up on Lundy's Lane, Michelangelo's. They have a very good. They're not. I wouldn't call them Buffalo
Where?
Wings. It's called Michelangelo's up on Lundy's Lane.
Lundy's Lane?
Yes, on the other side of Clifton Hill.
Okay, up in Canada.
A spot I used to hit when I went to college, when I was in college. And I wouldn't compare it to Buffalo Wings. They put a sweeter sauce on it, but they put their own flavor. They didn't try to copy Buffalo. They did their own thing. Delicious. I'm not even sure the place is still open. I haven't been there in over a decade.
The, you know, with the sauce and everything, how adventurous do you get?
Well, I mean, I'm willing to try anything, but if I'm ordering, I'm an old school medium or hot, depending on the place. I could take 20 medium or hot wings and a cup of blue
20?
Cheese. If I'm really hungry.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that the tip? Now, a typical order, you get 10. I could do more than 10 if I need. 10's pretty good for me right now.
10's good. 10's good. Especially if I get a little carrot and a piece of celery, I'm fine.
Yeah. With fries. 10 with fries.
Yeah.
Without fries, I might want 15.
I'm not eating fries right now. So yeah, 15 wings for me.
15 wings, please. I'm right there with you. Medium. And that's how I judge most of the wings. This is like an insight into my, if any of these restaurants are listening who are going to be at the Wing Fest trying to impress us to win Best in Show. That's how I generally judge a place.
I like
it's medium wings.
If you can make a good medium wing, I'm a customer.
I am more interested in the way the wing is cooked than I am the sauce that it's thrown in. Are you the same way?
What do you mean?
To me, a good tasting wing is a wing that is crispy.
Yes.
And it's cooked. It's hot. I like a bigger wing, too. You know, you don't always get that.
Right.
You know, you can be a little picky there. Just a personal preference. I like a big one. But
I like a
the
crunch.
Way, yeah, the way the wing is cooked, so like the extra crispy, like that kind of stuff, that has more of, you know, an impact on how much I enjoy it than the sauce. Because the sauce is generally, and there are some notable exceptions, the sauce is generally the same or it's always fine.
Yeah.
Like it's always good.
Yeah, sauce is fine. You're right. I mean, I don't want to, have you ever gone to a place and gotten a wing that didn't have that crunch when you first bit into it? I mean, like a place you didn't bring it home. You literally got it on your table and yet, you know, ate it as soon as the waiter or waitress left and it didn't have a crunch. Like, oh, what's wrong with this wing?
Yeah. Especially the drumstick. If the drumstick doesn't crunch.
The drumstick has to have
not
that.
Been cooked.
You know, exactly the part of the drumstick that has to have that nice.
Yeah. Drums or flats?
I'll go with any. Like, I do not have a preference. I really do not have a preference.
You don't?
No.
Either? A drumstick.
Yeah. If I'm with someone who says I'll only eat drumsticks, give me all your flats.
Yeah. I don't understand why people prefer the flat.
Yeah. I don't have a preference. I love a good chicken wing.
It's harder to eat.
I paid an extra $2 the other day for all flats.
See, look at you.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Let's go, Joe.
Why? Take me behind the process here, Joe.
I just, for me, the drums, I leave on the top and bottom more meat. I feel like if I eat a flat, I can completely clear it off and I get more bang for my buck.
Sounds like a you problem. You don't stick the end in your mouth and do like a little, you know, teeth clearing thing?
I don't, no. Because then it always ends up in my teeth and I get frustrated.
Well, that's like if I have popcorn.
If I have to eat part of the bone, I eat part of the bone.
Yeah.
It's
a
fried.
Tendon
nice.
In there. All right, this isn't meat. This is something else, but come on.
I'll tell you this. This is just my cheapness. Would never pay more for a particular wing. Like if you said drums or flats, $2 to assure they're all drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no thanks.
A lot of places will do that free of charge.
That's true.
If you order wings, you can add on the thing.
And let me tell you, have you ever been the person on the other side of the glass? It's very annoying to then have to go in there and pick out 50 drumsticks because you wanted a bucket of drums.
I will never ask for it.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But if it's offered.
Yeah.
Like if I'm ordering online from a pizza place and I see that on the thing, how would you like your wings done? And they always offer the same things, extra crispy. And I see all drums, all flats. I mean, if you're offering.
Oh, no. Of course.
I'm going to put all drums. I wouldn't bring it up myself. I think that's a little rude. But if you're offering, I'm going to take all drums.
No shame to the customer that takes the offering. That's not what I'm just saying. Personally, I would never pay more for it. And it is annoying as the person making it.
Well, it's
the
already pricey as it is.
Yeah.
So
I can't add.
You're barely getting me to the wings nowadays, unless we're talking about the weekly special somewhere. But to pay the more, so you have to really like the flats. The thing with the flat here, Joe, is I have to use both hands.
I
like the ability of a drumstick to just pick that up and do whatever.
Bite right into it.
Yeah.
And it comes in handy if you're at a bar, you got wings, it's standing room only at the bar, so I'm holding my beer in one hand, right? And I need to, if I'm picking for a wing, I want the drumstick. Because if I pick for a flat, then I got to put down the beer or find a spot for that. Do it. Now my other hand's all saucy. I'm picking up the beer glass. It's getting saucy. Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So and then the drum, you pick it up. You do that thing like you're Fred Flintstone or something. And you put it right back down.
So when you're judging, will you be asking for drums at the station?
No, you offer.
Ah,
if you ask me, I'll say
that's part
a drum.
Of the judging. That's part of the judging.
It's not part of the judging. I'm just saying, if you were to offer me, I'd say, you know, if you gave me a drum, I'd probably like it a little better. Yeah. Just a thought.
There you go. Hope you're listening.
But like a thing like that, you're going to be carrying the wings in one hand.
Right.
Picking out with the... You're going to be one-handed.
Yeah.
A drumstick is better for being one-handed.
Yeah, because you got your clipboard in the other hand.
That's a... I don't know. And like it's, you know, you're going through the bone a little bit there. But you're not alone. I feel like your opinion is the popular opinion. Anytime I see that question asked, people are saying flats.
As someone who for 14 years took pizzeria orders, his opinion is you got more of that than all drum requests.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
To me.
By the way, this is the second event I'll be judging in the last 2 months. So I'm ready.
What else did you do?
The fair.
That's right.
The new food at the fair. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm ready for it, whether it's flats or drums. And if you're a flat person, it's fine. We go well together.
Yeah, we enjoy wings. Brian, looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. Before that on Sunday, Hardline will be all new here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Assembly District 144, we had the Republican candidate. We have the Democratic candidates in studio on Sunday, so tune in for that. Also, I have to say this. Good luck. The Virginia Tech Hokies start tomorrow, Brian. Go Hokies. Excited. Their home opener's in a week. Can't wait to be there. And funny comment, Stanford plays their first game as a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference tonight. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday here on News Radio 930 WBEN.